Hi everyone, it's Meg and
Courtney.
yeah, we're both here today. We're excited to be touching base with you guys today and a little bit the topic that we want to discuss today, because it seems to be coming up quite often lately that for a long time that we've been in the industry now almost 6 years, we never really had anyone in the area that we honestly competed with. So, although I don't like the word competition, but also, I think a lot of people are wondering, where to start or how do you know the type of med spa to go to or where you should be investing and how do you weed through, now there's eight hair salons in the on the corner. Where do I go? Or now there's, multiple med spas in the area. Who do I go to? So I think we just wanted to share our thoughts on what we think is the best way or how to help people decide where to go. Obviously, Meg's Med Spa is the best.
The
Yes, but we also are always sending people to places that don't do things we do as we love to support everybody around us. So the first thing we were kind of talking about, Courtney, you had brought up a good thing that, first and foremost, one of the things to consider when picking a place.
experience.
Yeah, what do you think your thoughts are on that?
So for most people, well, I shouldn't say most people, but a lot of people have never had an experience with a med spa. They might not even really know what a med spa is. So in terms of experience, you want to make sure that you're going to someone that has been in the game for a while. It's always good to support new people too, right? We
Yeah, for sure.
all started somewhere, but you have to keep in mind that even, Botox and fillers and all of that, it is medication.
Yeah, people forget that it's not just like fluff and fun and makeup. And you're right, like anyone can throw the word med spa on their building. What does that mean? What do they do in there? Not every med spa per se even offers the same thing. So I think it's definitely important to, if you're Googling med spa near me, actually see, are they an actual med spa?
Right. 'Cause I don't know about you, but I've heard so many people come in and tell us like, "Oh, I was at a party and there was this girl they're doing our Botox and I'm like, "Oh, like where was she from?" And she's like, I mean, it was just like a friend of a friend that
Yeah.
got it from online.
I heard the last one I heard was a woman who was doing it in a neighborhood whose husband was a veterinarian, so he could legally order the Botox. And
Oh,
so
God.
she was injecting her friends in the neighborhood. And we had the one who was getting it on the black market and injecting herself with the filler.
Yeah, lip filler.
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
Those are more, definitely more to come stories. We could write a book, literally. But, yeah, I think it's important, going back to the experience. Everybody starts somewhere, but when you're talking about your face, your skin, your body, and things that could make permanent changes, good, bad, or indifferent, you definitely want to ask all the questions when you go there. Number one, it's super important to me that it's a free consultation. You should never be paying for advice. You should also never feel like you're being pushed or sold. You should be able to sit down and say, I want to talk about this seven times before I'm in that chair confidently wanting this. Nothing should ever be about the money for the business. It should be about what's best for your face. So I think the consultation is super important. And then as far as experience too, like ask them, how many faces have you done? How many lips have you filled? How many cheeks have you done? How many have you ever had to deal with an emergency? Have you ever had to dissolve someone? Do you know how to dissolve if you were to dissolve, or would you be going to Google? You hear about people getting filler in someone's house at a party and they don't have dissolver on hand. That is extremely dangerous. We've been doing this for quite some time now, so we can say that. We have an extreme amount of experience here with backgrounds more in the beauty industry and wellness industry than just the med spa that brings to the table. But we also continue our education and have had many, many hours of education and traveling and conferences and different things that we continue to keep ourselves afloat on. You know, this is, it's just changing so fast. The industry is hard to keep up with. When you go someplace new, they're still trying to weed through it just as much as you are.
Yeah, always new treatments coming out, like new products.
Yeah.
So many different things. But also, I think in terms of experience, you can kind of tell when you're getting a consultation that they have experience when they're the ones directing you where to go. So, you know, we always have people come in and say, like, oh, my nasolabial folds drive me nuts. And an unexperienced provider might say, okay, yeah, I can fill those no problem. Whereas in reality, cheek filler would probably benefit you more because it would, you know, lift your cheeks and sure. help soften your folds. I was just having a conversation with my client like 10 minutes ago about this. Yeah. So,
facial.
Yes.
Rather than just saying, okay, you're here for tox, we're going to just, you know, you have to look at the face as a whole. They, like exactly what you're saying, they come in with one problem and don't realize to fix that problem is going to take something totally different than what they thought. That takes an experienced provider to know. You're absolutely right.
Right. And honestly, like, I feel like when you go into a consultation, they should lay out all of the tools in their toolbox that they have to help you
yep.
versus you coming in saying, I think I need this, I want this, and them just saying okay because, you know, they could take your money for that. When
yeah.
you might not even really need that.
We also, like, work in a budget for them. Like, I like to know, you know, you can get as crazy as you want. We're Lake County, not Hollywood. So walk into, you know, I love plastic surgeons, but when you're going to go into a plastic surgeon office, you may walk out with a mommy makeover quote, and you just thought you were going in to get rid of your 11s.
Right.
Suddenly, I'm like, oh, I have a lot of problems. I didn't realize I had.
Right. Like, oh, I didn't notice I was unbalanced. Thanks
right.
a lot.
Yeah, totally. So I think experience is important. Finding out how long they've done it, how many faces have they touched, when were they trained, have they only injected the people that work there or their friends, you know, and then in doing your research online. So one of the other things is look at the reviews. We talked about that. Obviously, we're really proud. We have 5-star reviews. If there is a negative Nancy in the bunch and somebody has a one-off bad review, well, welcome to the Karens of the world. But, you know, doing your research as far as reviews, do they have a ton of reviews in the last month or are they all, you know, over the last 6 years spread out? What are people saying in general, how they feel when they're in the place? I think reviews and pictures speak a lot for themselves.
Definitely.
I think we also talked something about, like, the environment, which is important. And that piece, I think, comes mainly from our clients who have told us, you know, we ask every new client, how'd you hear about us? You know, most of the time it's refer from a friend or Google or, you know, different things. But I think the coolest part we always hear is that nobody wants to leave when they come here.
Right. They're like, I could just stay here and hang out all day.
Yes. And so that feels awesome to feel like people enjoy being here. It doesn't feel medical. That was definitely something after being in the hospital for 17 years. I didn't want it to feel medical. It's already intimidating enough to walk into these places for a lot of people that haven't started this journey yet.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing you want to do is already walking in feeling like lesser than
yeah.
or feeling like you don't even know what they're talking about. So I think the environment is also key to knowing your own personality. There are people that want it to feel very medical. I've met
right.
a lot of people that will only go to physicians
mm-hmm.
as if, you know, they're the ones that they trust. So
right.
it's on the person, I think.
Yeah, in terms of environment, all the time, you know, we, like you said, people feel like it feels homey here.
Yeah.
You know, you walk in, you're greeted at the front desk with a smile, and we always have music playing and, like, candles burning and, you know, it's
well,
like,
our fake candles.
Right.
Our luminous candles.
Right.
But, yeah, it's the vibe.
So, it, you know, you never want to walk in somewhere and, like you said, feel intimidated or like a number.
Yes.
And I think even when you're going in for a consultation, you can kind of feel out the vibe there.
Yep.
do they really care what you have to say? Are they listening to all of your concerns? Or is it just quick, doctor pops in.
Going through motions.
So what do you, you know, this is what you need, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we'll see you.
Or
next
the other
time.
Day, I hear a lot of people say, well, I drove to this place to see this injector that's well known and never saw them. Went and saw
right.
You know, was treated by someone else. We all see each other's clients here, which I love that. I would say most of our clients have met all of us at
mm-hmm.
some point. And yesterday somebody was saying, I literally love every single person I've met here.
Yeah. I hear that like at least once a week. multiple times a week.
People are comfortable going to, they know they're going to get consistent message from all of us and they're comfortable with all of us. I think that's really important when you have, you know, when you have a practice where messages are being delivered differently or when you're not there, I love that I trust everything that's coming out of all of your guys' mouths. So, I think that when you want to know, hey, where's the best place to go? I would not be listening to a Facebook post on where's the best place to go for this stuff, because that's kind of a popularity contest, and it could just be their friends or people are telling you to go there, and they've never even done aesthetics themselves.
Right.
So that's always
or never actually been there. They
never
just
been
said,
there.
Oh, go respond to this
yes.
post.
Never have even done the injectables themselves, and they're saying, come see us. So mm-hmm. I think it's all, you know, you just have to be a little bit smarter and weed through social media. Because we all know social media can be a little bit misleading and fake and phony at times. So just do your research. And I'm sure at the end of that research, you guys will realize this is the place to be.
Yes.
So anyway.
Oh, and watch out for Groupons.
Oh. Somebody told me yesterday we were on, they like Googled us and I had like a coupon on there. I would never have that.
You're like, that's not real.
Yeah. I said, oh my gosh, I got hacked. So yeah, you definitely get what you pay for. And we know that. We're not Hollywood, but at the same time, pretty proud of our knowledge and expertise and what we bring to the game. So just don't go where you're going to get that discount deal and you're always hopping from provider to provider. You don't have consistency. You never find, kind of like your hairdresser. You don't stick with
yes.
the same one. You're never going to find the one for you kind of thing, or the one who knows your what you like, what you don't like, and
right.
stuff. So that is our message for today. We have got to hop off now and go treat some clients. The last little thing I wanted to bring up, I am gone down a rabbit hole now on Love is Blind. I'm not very proud of that. It's like my guilty, you know, just pleasure, because every time it's the same thing. Have
you
watched it?
That's the one, like, reality TV show that I actually watch.
Have you seen all the seasons?
I'm not caught up on the newest one.
Okay.
I got to maybe, like, episode 5.
Okay, well, then you're almost caught up, because they haven't launched the second half yet.
Oh.
It's like, you know, they launch until I think they go home.
Yeah, they're still in the pod, so
okay.
I'm not that far.
I'm telling you, there are so many things. First of all, Dave's sister. Is it Dave? Dave's sister.
I'm so bad with the names.
He just, everything. I mean, he needs to marry his sister. That would have been a red flag. And then, who's with the long hair?
What is
James?
Is that what you
Joey?
Said his name? That hair, I'm sorry. The hair has to go. I know it's all about, you know, it's not about the way you look, but.
Well, maybe she can cut it. She can't. What she can't do is change his voice.
Yeah.
I hate my voice, trust me. But listening, I just thought, oh, this poor soul. It is so, it's really something.
Well, it's about the inside, Meg.
You know. Yeah, you're right. Love
you can't
blind.
Make fun of his hair and his voice, okay? He's probably a really nice
hey, you're
guy.
He said cut the hair.
I know.
Well, Dave needs to marry his sister. And I think that, Lauren, I saw somebody had done like a reel and put Dave and Lauren to Pam and from The Office. Who was the guy in the the scruffy guy, not Jim, but the one that, my God, why am I drawing a blank? He had the crush on her and he worked like in the, anyway.
Never watched The Office.
They looked exactly the same and they put it to the music. It was really funny. He was pretty much not the guy she runs off with. So these poor people, although we're just as vulnerable as them being on here. So
Yeah.
Joey, James, wherever you are, I take it back.
Yeah, we love you.
Voice. Yeah, keep the
We're
voice.
Proud of you for going on Love Is
grow
Blind.
My hair.
Keep it growing.
Keep it growing.
Let it just grow as long as your heart desires.
Yes.
Oh, he did. Oh, okay.
What?
Now I feel like an a-hole.
He cut it?
He's growing it out to donate it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I forgot about that part.
Okay, well, you know what?
I take it back. Karma.
Yeah.
It'll get me. But
all right, well, maybe second half, we'll love him.
Yeah. We'll come back. We'll wrap back around to this.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
Stay tuned.
All right, guys. We will.
Have a good day.
See you next time.
Stay kind. Stay healthy. Stay warm. Stay beautiful.
Love you.
Bye.